Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you're listening to us across the entire globe. This is Psychic Talk Radio. That's right, coming your way for the past 10 years. We're coming up on our 10-year anniversary in January of doing radio. This is really exciting. Oh my God, I can't believe we've been doing this long. That's right. We are a live call-in show. In fact, it is open lines all show long. So give us a call at 714-816-4628, and the doctors are in. That's right. Dr. Sharona, Dr. Rose are joining us. Let me bring the ladies on here. Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. It's another happy Friday here. We love the weekend. I love my Friday and Saturday shows because, you know, it's more laid back. The weekend's here. We can just chat with people and chat amongst ourselves as well. Oh, I wanted to mention that you can call in for a mini reading, folks, but you can also call in just to chat with us. It's open lines, anything that's on your mind. And you can ask us questions, too. You can ask us questions about mantras and tarot and numerology and Reiki and EFT and crystals and angels and hypnosis and psychic development and neurolinguistic programming and life coaching, and the list goes on. Mediumship. We have pretty much automatic writing. We pretty much have everything covered between the three of us here. So if you have questions, if you've always had this burning question that you wanted someone to explain how this works, or some aspect of numerology or tarot or crystals or what have you, you know, you can ask a question as well and get a mini reading at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad on the Skype app, press 1. That way we know you want to be live on air, and we would love to chat with you. We got some people coming in now into the phone lines here. Before we go to the phone lines real quick, I always like to do the numerology of the day. And actually, the day is the 11th, so that's a master number. I love that. I love when it's the 11th or the 22nd. That's the master number 11, master illuminator number. And it reduces to 2 because 1 plus 1 is 2, and 2 is about relationships. It's a great day for those kind of things. Also, the entire date, 10-11-2019, adds up to 15. 1 plus 5 is 6. So, the nurturer, 6 is the nurturer number, hearth and home. It has a lot of connection, actually, with that 2 energy. So, it's a really nice dynamic today, working on relationships and communication. And, you know, in those relationships, you know, you may feel a little boxed in, a little confused, too many thoughts and ideas, you're not sure exactly which way to go. And I get that from the card of the day, which is the 8 of Swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas. And in the traditional Waitsmith version of the card, she is, you know, bound up there. She's got a blindfold on. She doesn't know which way to go. And she's surrounded by all these swords, all these thoughts and ideas kind of boxing her in there. But if you look really close at the card, you'll notice that her bonds that are wrapped around her, I mean, she could just wriggle her way out of those pretty easily and then pull that blindfold off and see the way out of the wet, marshy land between the swords and make her escape. That's right. 8 is actually a number of abundance as well. So that's what's going on with the card of the day, the numerology of the day. And on Fridays here, Dr. Rose, we like to do the mantra of the day. You want to do that?
That's right. Well, you know, today is Friday. We are approaching the weekend, and a lot of people like to go out. They're not working. They're you know, wanting to do something different, but they look into their wallet and guess what? There's not a lot there.
Oh my God.
Or their options are limited by their financial circumstances. So I like to introduce the mantra Shreem. Shreem is a feminine seed sound, and it's the energy of abundance in all forms. And this is expressed by the Sanskrit word Lakshmi. Lakshmi is also a goddess. So if you're looking for abundance in spirit, like spiritual abundance, health, inner peace, financial wealth, friendship, the love of children and family, Lakshmi is the source for all of these. And the Shreem mantra is a powerful means of gaining any of them. So repetition of the Shreem gives you the ability to attract and maintain abundance. According to the Vedic teaching, if you pronounce Shreem 100 times, your experience of abundance will increase 100-fold. And if you pronounce Shreem 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, the result is correspondingly greater. So Shreem is what we call a seed mantra, and it's a one-syllable mantra. And, you know, there are, like, long mantras and there are shorter ones, and, you know, this happens to be one of those. But it's very powerful, even though it's just one syllable. It's a very powerful mantra. So, you know, feel free for our audience members out there to chant Shreem. You know, chant the Shreem mantra. And I think that's it. What I wanted to say is that I got this information from the book Healing Mantras by Thomas Ashley A. Ferrand. It's called Healing Mantras, Using Sound Affirmations for Personal Power, Creativity, and Healing. This is one of my most favorite books on mantras, and it's the first one that I actually started off with. So there you go. Chant Shreem.
Awesome, and that fits in with the numerology of the day, the six energy, the family, like you were mentioning, and children, and also abundance, because the card of the day is an eight card. So,
right.
I love the synchronicities.
Well, one thing, if you're chanting Shreem for a particular area of life, you just want to keep that in mind, you know, while you're chanting, either before you chant, while you chant, or afterwards. So just keep that in mind. or if you just want abundance spiritually in all areas, you could do that too.
Yes, because there's more than financial abundance out there. So let me give out that phone number one more time. Give people who are sitting on the fence, you know, time to jump in and give us a call, 714-816-4628. By the way, that number is good for all of our shows all week long, so just write it down. As well as psychictalk.net/live always takes you to the next show. And speaking of next shows, I did want to mention, bring Sharona in the mix here a little bit, because we haven't heard from Sharona yet. Your first episode, your premiere episode of your brand new show is this Sunday. So I thought we'd take a minute before we go to calls, Sharona, to let everybody know to tune in on Sunday. I want to call into the show too. Tell us about it.
Well, it's something that I've been looking forward to doing. The name of the show is Magic Universe, and it's mainly about how to manifest in your life using the help of your angels, crystals, positive thinking, all of those good things. And I'm excited too because it's a full moon in Aries, and it's also known as the orange moon, which is also about manifesting your dreams and hopes. So I am so excited to be able to bring that to everyone out there.
And for your premiere episode, the topic is energy.
Energy, and it's all about energy. So, you know, whether it's the energy of sound, when you use mantras, whether it's the energy of color and clairvoyance, there's so much energy out there, and so we're going to be bringing in a lot of good energy, because if you want to change your life and change the world, you raise your vibes and you're able to create with all that is, that greater energy. In fact, everything is energy. You can pick any word out there, any noun, any adjective, any verb, and it's all energy. And it's so interesting. I drew a card too, and I'm working with an angel deck. And the angel that's coming in today is the Archangel Zachiel, which has to do with, clairvoyance, clairaudience. So, you know, once you start meditating or praying or talking to the divine, you can expect a lot of love and guidance and a lot of clarity.
Awesome. Awesome. And I mentioned that our 10-year, right, I mentioned our 10-year radio anniversary, as well as our first Tarot Guild website, was January 20, 2010, and it's going to be our 10-year anniversary, January 20, 2020. Love that, all those 20s.
Wow.
And that, and
wow,
you know, that two energy being amplified by the zeros there, that's what's going on when you see numbers like that. And the two energy is people coming together in relationships, family, partnerships, you know, the whole gambit of that. It's just absolutely perfect. It's also my mom's birthday, by the way. And yeah, we launched our first radio show and our first website.
Wow,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Birthday. All the way back in 2010. But there's another anniversary, and that is this month. That is Halloween, October 31st. It's the 15th anniversary of the launching of the Tarot Guild, 15 years later.
Wow.
Yep. And we have plans for a brand new website. Our old website was getting old, and the server crashed a few times, and we finally got rid of that server, and we're building a brand new website. You know, this website for the radio show, psychictalk.net, is on a brand new server, and we temporarily put up some pages for the guild, but we're actually going to make a whole new community website. It's going to be a social media, kind of like a Facebook for tarot, and without all the bad stuff on Facebook. And we're going to be launching that, doing a soft launch, you know, somewhere between the 15th anniversary of the Tarot Guild this month and the 10th anniversary of our first website in January. Somewhere in those months there, coming up, you know, leading up to the beginning of the year, we'll soft launch the website, let some people get on there and start experimenting and working with the features and things like that. And then we'll do our official launch like we did back in 2010 on January 20th, 2020. So that's coming up. And I wanted to mention, if you're a professional tarot reader or if you're new to tarot, you're a student just learning, check out the guild. We've got some specials going on right now. As a matter of fact, you can go over to psychictalk.net/guild, G-U-I-L-D. psychictalk.net/guild to check that out. If you're a professional reader, you can join the Tarot Guild and get your certification as a certified tarot reader for $27. That's normally $47. So we're giving you a $20 price break there as we come up to our 15th anniversary. I don't think we've ever had it that low, so it's a really great deal. Also, you know, if you're new to tarot, you're not a professional yet, you're wanting to learn tarot and numerology, we have our tarot and numerology course, Tarot by the Numbers, and yep, you can enroll in that for $27 as well. That's a $197 course for $27, folks. And then if you want to get all three, we also have that option on that same page, psychictalk.net/guild. We have the option to enroll in that course, but you'll also become a member of the Tarot Guild and have the certification waiting for you when you're finished with the course and ready to apply for certification. All three of those together for $44 right there at psychictalk.net/guild. So go over and check that out. Oh, let's see. I'm looking on the switchboard here. Bunch of people starting to call in now, Rose and Sharona. You guys ready to take some calls?
I'm ready.
Yes, we are. Yes, yes. So, let's see who's coming in. Who has been holding the longest?
Okay.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. What's your name, my dear?
Lisa from Arizona.
I'm sorry, we didn't catch your name. I heard the Arizona part, but not your name.
Lisa.
Lisa? Okay. Welcome, Lisa from Arizona. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
And what's your
thank
question
you,
for us today?
Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. So my question is that male friend, for many, many years, it's an unfortunate friendship. You know, I just want to see if we try to communicate with him because he got a term. But we all have those moments. I just like to know if do you see that he's understanding and that we can have a conversation properly sometime in the nearby, hopefully this year. It's been 3 months. Because he needs to cool off and I need to cool off.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, sometimes that can happen. So your question is whether or not you guys will communicate again and the time had some time to cool off?
Yes, like did he come to an understanding? Is he understanding what I was trying to tell him?
Did he understand what you were talking to him about? Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Is that helpful for you, Dax and Sharona? Do you guys need more information, or are you guys shuffling?
I think so. I mean, I'm getting a probably yes on this, and what that means is when I get a probable, it's telling me that there's more left to be done. I think, you know, it's going to happen. In fact, two of the cards I got are two cards. And remember, I was talking about that two energy today. It's the 11th. Mm-hmm. 1 + 1 = 2. That's relationships. And it's not, you know, just romantic relationships. It's friendships and partnerships. It's communication within relationships and between people in general, you know. And it's a little rough going. There's a, you know, the Two of Pentacles is the central focus card. And that's a card about imminent change, but also being flexible. And you can see that in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, he's, you know, juggling a couple of pentacles. So there's a juggling act going on of some kind that, you know, and it might be financial because we are talking pentacles here, which is earth energy, that he is dealing with. And then the Two of Swords, you know, the Two of Swords are two ideas at a crossroads. And in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, there's kind of rough seas in the background a little bit. And, you know, she's got a blindfold on. So she's not seeing the way out or refusing to make a choice of some kind. It's a card of choices. It's a fork in a road. It's just deciding to go down this way or down that way. And it seems like there's a decision that needs to be made. But let's go to Sharona, see if she's pulled some cards. Or what are you getting, Sharona?
Okay, I pulled some cards too. And what I'm getting is I would, you know, eventually this is all going to work out. But you got to wait a little bit. Don't jump to any conclusions. And really kind of, I'm getting something that you need to focus on yourself instead of this other person. And listen to your inner wisdom. Yes, you will communicate again. But the best course of action is to kind of step back focus on yourself and think about this. And I see Archangel Michael is telling you what a powerful and loving and creative person you are and how much you're loved. Don't give your power away to this other person. That's why they're saying wait and look at all the details. But I'm also getting a card that's saying yes, that after some time you will have communication and full channels open.
Okay, Lisa, so was that helpful for you? Did you find it helpful? Oh, yes, I think we lost her. Oh, no, there you are. You did?
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Very enjoyable.
Thank you.
I enjoy your time.
That's
so
wonderful.
Thank
perfect.
You.
All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller who's been waiting the longest. Looks like we have someone with the area code 310, which is an LA number, if I remember correctly. Hello, you're on the air with us. Could you give us your name and where you're calling from? Hello?
Hello,
hi, you're on the air.
Yes.
Okay, we're having some trouble hearing
you. Yeah, I can't
you,
hear
so
you
I'm
going to
go ahead and mute. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and mute, and we'll go on to the next caller, and then we'll come back to you.
We'll give them time to, yeah, to clear that up. And, you know, it almost sounded like he was maybe on a speakerphone. And so you want to turn off the speakerphone function of whatever device you're using or phone you're using and get closer to the mic. There was a lot of background noise. There was a lot of static and strangeness going on there. So, we'll just come back to that caller. We'll go to the next caller.
Okay. All right.
Hi.
All right, this caller is calling from 504. Could you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, Debbie from Louisiana.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm having a lot of problems with work, and it's tough, and I'm wondering if you see anything.
Okay. All right. So we'll give Dax and Sharona some time to shuffle their deck. And who would like to go first? Sharona, would you like to go first this time?
Okay. I can go first. The situation that you're in is going to be ending soon, but in order to work out everything, it's going to be up to you. I mean, you might find out that this is a situation that's probably, you know, something that's not all that good for you. And
no, it's not.
It's up to you. It's up to you to manifest the changes by focusing on what you want to see happen in terms of your happiness at your job. And I'm getting a feeling that, I mean, I'm not, you know, you're not, I don't see you being forced out of your job, but you need to focus on what you want. And I would, you know, this weekend when it's a full moon, focus on what you want, and you might find it's to eventually get out of there altogether. I mean, not to quit,
I do.
But, you know.
No, I do, but nothing is coming, and I'm wondering, like, was I supposed to work it out here? But it is very toxic. Like, there's two people that are bullying me, and I'm, like, the number one person, but this is daily, and they're just letting, like, the people up above are just letting it go. Like, the manager above is actually encouraging the bullying.
Okay, the first thing that I would do, if you're being bullied, is to call in Archangel Michael for protection.
Okay.
And he helps with bullies. And know that that you are supported by the universe and Archangel Michael, Mm-hmm. You shouldn't let anybody bully you, okay? I don't.
They do try. Like, they're relentless. You know, like, I stand up, but it's just relentless. So you get kind of worn down.
Well, you can't let that happen. And you can't, you've got to focus on what nourishes your soul. And you need to picture, if this is a situation that's toxic, I encourage you this weekend to get images in your mind of what you want. Because remember, if you're focusing on the negative situation that's in your job right now, you're drawing more of that to you. Our thoughts are energy, and they create. So if you're focusing on the bad stuff that's going on there, you're going to draw more of that to you. Now, one thing, having been in those situations myself, one of the things that I always do is you might also want to focus on what you like about your job. So you get more of that.
Okay.
You know, that's what I would do. But it's all up to you. These people don't have power over you. They don't control your mind and your dreams. And don't let them.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm going to try to get out. Okay.
But, you know, you on your own terms. On your own terms. Because they're not going to kick you out.
Okay. Yeah, they can. I'm, like, holding it together. That's why... Another reason I want to leave, because it's going to be chaos when I leave. But I don't care. I'm just ready. You know, they need to learn the hard way that I told the truth.
Yep. Absolutely.
Focus on what you want, not focus on the negative.
Okay. All right.
And all you know,
I will do this.
All I'm gonna say is I agree with you, Sharona, and the cards I got, basically indicating the exact same thing. And the main focus card being the devil card, attachments, being, you know, too attached to the negativity that you're, you know, continuing the cycle. You know, this weekend you got to take a deep breath and focus on the positive. What kind of work situation do I want it to be, you know, and draw that in. And, yeah, you just got to let it go.
Okay. I'm trying.
Thanks
trying.
For the call.
Thank you. Thanks for the – this makes me feel better.
That's wonderful. Awesome. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Okay, thanks.
Sending you lots of love.
Yeah, I'm going to give out the telephone number again here so that we can get more callers on. I'm going to suggest if you're sitting on the fence, you know, this is the best time to call in. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour here. So give us a ring at 714-816-4628 so we can get to your call today, 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad so that we know that you want to be live on air. And we're coming up on the bottom of the hour. Do we want to take our bottom of the hour break now?
We can. We have
awesome.
A full lineup. We have a full line of amazing shows that are coming up. Tomorrow, one of my favorite shows is going to be on, and that's with it's Psychic Saturday, and it's going to be open lines, mini readings, and much, much more with host Mary Brown and our wonderful Dax Carlisle, who's here with us now. So I encourage you to tune into that show, especially if you want a mini reading. And Sunday, woohoo, that's going to be the premiere of my new show, which is Magic Universe with Sharona. And the first episode that I'm going to be doing is going to be all about energy, how to work with energy and change your vibrations and raise it so that you will be able to co-create with the magic universe, if you want a life of abundance or angel blessings or love or protection or healing, we're going to be talking about how you can work with energy. And the easiest way to do that is to raise your energy. Now, to raise your energy, I'm going to be talking about too, and it goes along with the season that we're in, which is the fall, you might have to let go of some things so that you create a flow in your life. And then coming back on Monday, we have two wonderful shows for you to tune into. One of them is with Janice Fuchs, and she's going to be doing her Wisdom of the Soul show, which I believe that one is a pre-recorded show, but I tune into it all the time because it's a great way to start off the week. And then you'll have coming up right afterwards, there'll be the Compassionate Light show with the wonderful angel communicator, Catherine Hott. And she's also going to be talking about changing your limited beliefs. Once again, changing your energy so you can manifest and heal. A lot of good stuff, right, Dax?
Yes, and of course you can see the entire lineup on our upcoming shows page anytime. Just go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Yeah, we try to make this easy, folks. You know, whatever you're looking for, it's pretty much psychictalk.net/what you're looking for, you know. So psychictalk.net/upcoming. You can see the upcoming shows over the next 9 days or so, actually. So go check that out. Also, I wanted to mention tomorrow's show with Mary. We're going to resume simulcasting on Facebook Lives on our group. So if you haven't been to our group, if you haven't joined yet, go over to psychictalk.net/Facebook, and that'll take you right to the group. If you're already on Facebook, just search Psychic Talk Radio. There's a page and a group. Like the page, join the group. That's right. Otherwise, open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/Facebook. It'll take you right to the group. Join the group. You'll be notified when we're live tomorrow and all the upcoming shows. We're going to start simulcasting on Facebook again. And you'll be able to chat with us right there on the live. Yes. Right there on the post in our group, the comment section where you can comment, just type in the comments, and that's going to be our chat room. You can ask for a mini reading right there in the comments. Just be sure to like and share the post, and those that like and share the post will be, you know, the post with our live on it. You'll be given priority for mini readings from the chat, which is the comments on the Facebook Live. So that's starting tomorrow. And how to get there, you always just go to our psychictalk.net/live page for all the information on that and when the next show is and so forth. And you can just go to the group and join, and you're going to see when our lives come on, and you can join us and listen to the show. Watch some of us on cam. That's right. Some of our hosts will be on camera, so you can watch behind the scenes, watch them doing their live radio show. And some of our hosts, you'll see their image up there with a video going on in the background, you know, depending on the preference of the host. And so, you know, some shows will have cams going, other shows won't. On some shows, you know, they might be on camera this week, but not next week. You know, it's going to be a mixed bag because we're testing this all out right now. But go over to psychictalk.net/Facebook and join our group. Awesome. And if you want to get a hold of us off air, of course, you can find all of us on the Facebook group. And you can go to our pages on psychictalk.net. Right there on the front page is all the hosts. Hover your cursor over our picture. You'll get a drop-down menu with a little blurb and a link to our pages. Sharona is at psychictalk.net/Sharona. Dr. Rose is at psychictalk.net/Dr. Rose. That's D-R Rose. And I'm psychictalk.net/Dax. That's how you can get a hold of us. Okay, 714-816-4628 if you want to call into the show and chat with us. Rose, we got a bunch of callers still. Let's go back to the phone line.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Yes,
absolutely. And so what I'd like to do is to go back and try to see if the person with the 310 area code, if you're able to get on with us. Hi, this is Dr. Rose. You're
Dr.
on the
Rose.
Show. Can you give us your name and number? I mean, I'm sorry, your name and your... Let us know where
you're
calling from. I'm sorry. Yes, we can
Hello.
Hear you. What's your name?
Outstanding. My name is Michael. I'm calling from Long Beach, California.
Ah, welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you, ma'am.
Let's see. What's your question for us today?
The question is basically, this is an ongoing thing that's been happening, and it's regarding employment. Basically, I guess the question is, will I be generating income in the near future? Would I be hearing from any of the interviews that I had so far?
Okay.
Great.
Well, let's see
what
the cards say here. What do you have for us here? Yeah, it's all looking really, really good. 4 out of 5 yeses. Something's going to come through. The Knight of Wands shows up again, suggesting that the best course of action, as it is for everyone, follow the passion. Follow the passion. It looks like you're doing some kind of... I'm sorry, I got some background noise there. It looks like you're doing some cleanup, or should be doing some cleanup around emotions around surrounding this situation, that you kind of need to set those things aside and move forward, onward and upward. The Eight of Cups is talking about that. But all the other cards, oh my God, there's 3 major arcana cards. I mean, that's really positive that, you know, it's a probable yes. Not even a probable, it's a strong yes. You know, 4 or 5 yeses is a strong yes that financially something's going to come through with one of these very, very soon. Let's see what Sharona's getting.
Thank you.
Anything else you can add, Sharona?
Sharona?
Did we lose Sharona?
No, I'm here.
Oh,
Sharona. I had you guys. So there I am.
Okay.
I see a golden opportunity coming up, so there might be something that you haven't been thinking about that actually might come through job-wise that'll be perfect for you. Michael, are you looking for a job or a career? Because a lot of what's coming up is saying to clarify that. Is this a job where... You know, it's to meet your needs, but is it meeting your life mission?
Okay, so that's an interesting question, because at this point, basically, the number one priority is to generate an income. However, in the search, 2 weeks ago, I had interviews, and one of the interviews was for a company that does, it's something completely new for me. And this is maintenance on ships, cruise ships, cargo ships, major marine work. But it's not just doing that. There's the question of sales was actually brought up, and supervision. And so this would, but most of all, to answer your question directly, one of the questions that was asked at the interview is, how long do you plan to stay? Because if you're only going to be here 1 or 2 years, then it's not going to work for us. We need to have you for the long term because of the training that you're going to receive. It's going to be overseas. We have to pay for that. We like to see a return on our investment. And, you know, in 5 years, we could easily spend close to $250,000 on you just on training alone. So that in itself would become a career. At this point, basically, I just want to do something because I'm basically getting a little tired of being home. And I don't want to get to a point where I'll have to take whatever I could get.
Okay. It's all up to you. Now, when this job that you liked, are you sending out, after you do an interview, are you sending out a letter to thank the person who interviewed you? And
yeah,
you have
you know
to be really – okay, that's always important. I'm also getting that you need to be crystal clear with your intentions. So on one hand, you were saying sales. One thing you were saying, maintenance. So, you know, when you...
Maintenance so is what you, I applied for. However, when I was interviewed, that question was brought up. So it's basically, that would be part of the job as I progress.
Okay. Well, you need to be, when you communicate with your interviewer, you also have to listen to them really carefully. And when you communicate with them, make sure that you're kind of repeating back to them what they're saying that they're looking for, that this is something that you're also looking for, and that you're looking, if they say they're looking for someone that they want there for a long time, you communicate that back there and say, yes, I'm looking for a home. I'm looking for someplace where I can be there for a lifetime position. Because it's all up to you. I mean, there's all these, this is a golden opportunity that's waiting out there for you to grab it. But you just have to be careful that you communicate that to the person that you're interviewing with and also to the universe.
My response when I was asked that question, it was, well, if you notice, I'm no longer 17, so moving around for me is no longer an option. What I'm looking for is a place where I could set my roots, grow to the point where I wither. That was basically my exact response that I gave. Because basically, it is true. I'm basically looking for a place where I'm going to stay. And if it's something new, it's always engaging to me because it's a learning opportunity and there's always something new going on. And the first question that I was asked at the interview is, can you travel? Can you go to the Bahamas? And I asked him, I said, well, obviously not a vacation. He goes, no, we have a ship pulling in. And you know, that would be a good way to find out if you like this job or not. You'll be out there for 10 days with about four other guys. And I said, working on the engine? He goes, no, working on the lifeboats. And I said, okay, yeah, you know. And what's interesting is there was three individuals that interviewed me, but the individual that was number one was actually the CEO of the company, which I have never been interviewed by a CEO of a company. It's always been a manager or supervisor type of thing. In this case, they were there, but the CEO was the guy who led the interview, and it was only supposed to be a half an hour interview, but it went on for over an hour.
That's always a good sign. Did you send the CEO a letter? Did you send the CEO a letter?
I sent him a thank you card.
Just be crystal clear. Say, you know, it's like you have to let them know that absolutely this is the opportunity that you have been looking for. And just be, you know, state everything in the affirmative. And I think that it'll come through. But you have to communicate that to them. The other thing, too, I always tell people when you go for an interview, ask for the job. Say, when can I start? I'm ready. Because the universe is also saying that you know, you're ready and communicate that.
I answered that question.
What I'd like to, I'm sorry, I have to break in here. We have some other callers that I know this call is going on a little bit longer. Michael, thank you so much for your question. I also wanted to make sure that we got Dax and you know, his, your reading as well. Dax, what did you get on the same issue?
Well, I already gave mine, actually, but I did have a follow-up. I keep coming back to that Knight of Wands because, you know, we've talked to Michael before on previous shows, and you're right. We sorry, Mike, we got to get on to – we got a ton of other callers here. We got to move on. But, you know, just to follow up real quickly, I keep coming back to that Knight of Wands, that's that fire energy that's, you know, following your passion, you know. And I know it sounds like a broken record. We keep saying, follow your passion and everything's going to be great. It's true, folks. It's true. You know, we so frequently want to go down the path of, well, you know, right now I need income, so I'm just going to take whatever. And that's actually shooting ourselves in our foot. You know, you got to head towards what you ultimately want, and also focus on it. That's another factor of this is, you know, you're applying different places. You mentioned all the, you know, different interviews, blah, blah, blah. You need to focus in on one thing. It's kind of counterintuitive. You know, they tell you, oh, yeah, send out 100 resumes, get on LinkedIn, get on, you know, this job search website, this job search website, put it out everywhere. You know, that's not how the universe works. The secret is getting focused and saying, okay, you know, this opportunity is the one I'm really passionate about. I need to focus in on this one thing. Return the phone calls there. Send the thank you messages there. Show them that I really, really, really want this and get it, as opposed to, well, you know, what, throw spaghetti at the wall, what sticks, you know, kind of thing. The shotgun approach, I call it. So I just wanted to throw in that and wish you well, Michael. And we're going to go to the next caller.
Yes, thank you so much for your question, Michael. So our next caller, the person who's been holding the longest, comes from the area code 860. Hi, caller. Give us your name and let us know what you're calling from, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Melina. I am calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Melina. Welcome to the show. What's your burning question for us?
I think it's similar to other people. I just want to make sure I made the right decision. It was about employment. Right now I'm at school, but I had to turn down a job. And I was wondering if I did the right decision. And do you see me getting employed full-time eventually? And am I going the right track in my schooling also, since they're kind of overlapping?
Okay. Why don't we start off with a job first, making the right decision for your job or where you want to go from there. Sharota, did you want to start to let Melina know what you're getting?
Okay, I can go. Melina, what I'm getting is, turning it down was good because right now you're incubating what you want to do. Okay. So, you know, schooling is really, really, really good. You are right now, the universe is supporting you as far as what your goals are. And the timing is perfect. So I got a major arcana card. It's called the Empress. And it has to do with, you know, using the abundant resources that are out there to act upon. So have no doubt in your mind that your decision about what you're doing is fully supported by the angels right now. And when you're ready, they're going to help you soar as far as what your goals are. But there is a lot of similarity to the previous call. They're supporting you as far as what is your mission and purpose in life. You know, there's plenty of jobs out there. I always say you can take one of those and use it to, you know, take care of your bills. But keep your mind focused on what your gift is that you want to bring to the world. Sometimes you have to do that alongside of your job. But don't let anything stray you from that path.
Okay.
Dax, are you getting anything?
That's great. Dax, how about you? And Melina, I'm going to have to mute you a little bit because there's some background noise there. But Dax will go ahead and answer your question. Go ahead, Dax.
Okay. Yeah. There's some kind of feet. There was some kind of. I'm sorry. It was very confusing there. I thought she was trying to say something, so I was giving space for her to say something. But then you put it on hold because of the background noise. Yeah, a little confusing there. it sounded like we were getting a feedback loop is what was happening there. Sorry about that, Melina.
Okay.
You know, and I don't really have a lot to add, to be honest with you. I mean, I got the exact same thing. You know, she made the right decision, and she's got to continue. She's got to continue with the schooling and focus on her ultimate goal. Very similar to the previous caller, and 90% of our callers that call about this kind of a thing, you know, career, jobs, things like that, you know, getting really focused in. And I just pulled some more cards, and I got the Strength card, which talks about inner fortitude, love conquers all, courage and conviction, dynamism, you know, really focusing in. And, you know, as humans, we're kind of limited that way. We can only really focus really well on one thing at a time. And that's why it's so difficult to be doing multiple things, like doing the day job and going to night school. You know, a lot of people do it. They have to do it because of their situation. But, you know, if you don't have to do it, don't do it. Focus in on that and your ultimate goal. You know, really build that up in the form of, you know, vision boards or however you want to work with it. Really build that up. What's it going to look like? Okay, I'm in schooling for XYZ, but how are you applying that after you leave? What's your end goal? How is your career going to look? Where are you going to be working? How do you want your coworkers to be? Or are you starting your own business? You know, you have to really get those details down, and you want them to be, you know, crystal clear in order to bring that up. And what you might find is that things move faster then. Career-wise, the schooling will move faster. Everything will move faster, you know, once you get more clarity there and, you know, focus on the one thing at a time. Okay.
That's great. Melina, did you have a follow-up? I just wanted to give you that opportunity. If you have a quick follow-up, and then we can move on to the next caller. Was there something else that you wanted to say?
Yes. I'm still trying to figure out. I know I want to be in the health career because I love helping people. I'm just wondering, do you have a sign or anything, like which one? Because there's so many options I could go to.
So you're asking to identify which area in the health industry?
Yes.
Okay. That might be a little bit too broad, I think. There's a lot of
it's just...
Yeah.
In a mini reading on a phone call, it's very difficult to do that, because you really need to sit down with somebody for at least 20 to 30 minutes and pull a lot of cards on a lot of various questions and kind of gel that, you know, to figure that out. The main thing is, I did pull some cards, and I'm getting cards like the King of Wands, the Knight of Wands, the Eight of Pentacles, you know, talking about that hard work ethic and the profitable use of one's skills, okay? But the Knight of Wands, like I got from Michael, the King of Wands, you know, this is the fire energy, it's passion. That's the main thing, you know. You got to look at all the – and this is going to be different for each person, so I can't tell you individually what it is unless we did a long private session. But just to get you started, you know, write a list of what the possibilities are and look into each one and do a gut check, you know, check in with the solar plexus there, you know, is this good for me? Is this good for me? Is this good for me? Or do muscle testing or any other manner of getting your, you know, intuitive answer in regards to individual possibilities, and you want to look for what really makes your heart sing. It's something that you're going to be really passionate about, like, oh, I love this. I can really sink my teeth into it. That's the answer.
Okay. See, I always, maybe this is another question. I'm always confused, like, what gut feeling means. Like, do you mean, like, a bad gut feeling? Would that be feeling sick? Like, a good gut feeling, being excited? Is that what you mean by gut feeling? I'm always confused.
I always tell people.
Go ahead.
You can jump in. I was just going to say, you know, I have people put their hands, you know, put one of their hands on their solar plexus, and just ask the question, you know, is XYZ my best option? And then move down the list to the next one. Is ZXY my best option? You know, and you're putting your hand there. You're going to get a feeling, and you can tell whether it's a good feeling or a bad feeling. It's going to be very obvious. So, Dr. Rose, do you have a suggestion for a good way to do this?
I do. You know, since you're trying to discover what, you know, preferable for you, I recommend, you know, as you know, I do mantras on this show, is that you start chanting the mantra GUM. And GUM will help you to become clear about what it is that you want and where it is that you want to go. The basic, the standard practice is to chant GUM 108 times a day. If you don't want to do that, you could break it up into smaller sessions, like 27 times, 4 times a day, or 54 times, twice a day, or just do 27 to 54 by itself singly. That's fine as well. I recommend chanting that first and then doing what Dax recommended in terms of putting your hands on the solar plexus and then asking a question about that. Because I think what's happening is that you're not clear right now. I think you know deep down inside, but there's whatever is going on, there's something that's creating confusion for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Melina. Thank you for calling in. And we're going to go on to,
awesome.
We're going to take two other calls, the 919 area code, and then also 856. So you two, don't go away.
Can I jump in for a second? Yeah, before we go to the next caller, I just wanted to mention that, you know, our conversation with Melina, you know, brought this up, that sometimes it does require a longer session. And, you know, that's why I said, you know, go to psychictalk.net. We're all there on the front page. You can book a private session, 20 minutes, half hour, 40 minutes, where we can go in deeper. We can pull, you know, multiple spreads of cards. We just don't have the time to do it on the radio shows. I also wanted to mention, you know, you can go to my page and just like Sharona and Dr. Rose, however, I'm going to send you to my flash sale page because on the weekends I launch my flash sale, psychictalk.net/flash, and it's better if you book from there. It's a lot less than on my DAX page. You can book an email session or a text session through like Facebook Messenger or something like that for $19.97. You can book a private session, live session for $37 for Facebook call, Skype, phone, those kind of sessions there, you know, and it's a huge discount over what I normally charge. So go over and check out the flash sale, psychictalk.net/flash, if you want a longer session. Okay, Rose, we can head over to those last couple of calls. Yeah.
Okay, caller from area code 919. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kay and I am presently in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Oh, okay.
Yes,
hi,
Atlanta.
Kay. Welcome to the show. Kay,
Thank
what I'm
you.
Going to do for your reading is just to have one of the readers, Dax or Sharona, do the reading for you so we can go on to the next caller and then we'll end
okay.
the show. So let's see. Why don't we have Dax? Are you ready to? Oh, I'm sorry. What is your? I should jump to the.
Got
to
get
reader.
The question
first. What's
the
question, Kay?
Thank you. My question is around love. Just ready for a really good, stable, committed relationship, and just wondering
mm-hmm.
what that's looking like for me.
Okay, well, definitely can help with that. Of course, what is that looking for you? you know, I always turn the tables on everybody because they ask questions like this. Who's coming in? When are they coming in? What does that look like? You've got the power. You've got to decide what do you want it to look like? Who do you want to come in? And how fast do you want that to happen? That's how the law of attraction works. And, you know, focusing in on this, getting in alignment with the law of attraction, allowing the universe to bring in this other and I do have an individual for you. Don't worry, I'm going to actually tell you something. But I want to get people thinking, not just UK, but you know, everybody out there listening, start thinking this way. Okay. Don't live life just waiting for the next shoe to drop. Instead, be proactive, whether you're looking for a job, a soulmate, or whatever it is you're trying to attract in. You know, get a crystal clear description of what that looks like. You know,
what kind of,
you're not going to write down a particular person, but you might write down attributes of this person on a piece of paper. You're going to write down the kind of things that you want to be doing. Okay, I want to be going to movies with this guy, or I want to be going to, you know, drunken soirees and dancing till 5 o'clock in the morning with this guy. I don't know what it is you want to do, but whatever it is, you know, make a list out of all of this and get really, really crystal clear. So who's coming in? Okay, so the Knight of Swords is showing up. And this is some.
It would be a female. It would be a female.
Okay. Okay, that's perfectly fine. And so, the Knight of Swords is showing up. Now, just because it's a knight doesn't mean it's a male, okay? It's somebody with those qualities, okay? This is going to be somebody that, okay, Swords is the air element. So it's going to be an air sign person, a Gemini, a Libra, an Aquarius, most likely. It doesn't have to be. It could be just someone that has air qualities, but it's most likely going to be somebody that's a Gemini, a Libra, an Aquarius. This is going to be a very rational, clear-minded kind of person, maybe analytical, decisive, discerning, intellectual, very honest kind of person as well. All right. And this person is either going to be in the same age range or maybe even chronologically a little bit older. Or if they are not chronologically older, you know, very mature-minded lady is going to come in here. And there's a couple of things coming in real quick is some of the cards are talking about you got to get your focus off the lack, which is why I started with that, you know, what is it you really want? That's what you should be focusing on. You're focusing on the lack. Also, you're holding on too tight to some things from the past. Got to let that go if you're going to progress forward. Yeah, yeah. And so where is this all going to happen? Well, smack dab in the middle is the Three of Cups card. And that's celebration. That's friendships and bonding. That's girls' night out. That's letting the hair down. Okay, so after you get this crystal clear description down on paper, not just in your head, there's something magical if you take, you know, and don't use a pad or your phone or your computer. Get a real piece of paper and, you know, those old-fashioned things they call pens. Yeah. Or a pencil.
Yes.
And literally write this out. If you have a journal, write it in your journal. Okay?
On
such and such a date, I'm setting this intention. This is what I'm going to draw in. This is what the qualities of her is going to be. This is what her and I are going to be doing. Get the details down, okay? And once you have that crystal clear, now you're putting the universe in motion, okay? And you're allowing the universe to put people, places, and things in your path that are going to lead you to this person. The last step of the four steps of manifestation, you know, we just went through most of them with the, you know, the why and the emotion behind it and the what, having the specifics. Okay, those are the first three steps. The last step is action. That's getting out there. If you're sitting in your armchair at home waiting for her to knock on the door, it ain't going to happen, hon. So you got to get out there. And that Three of Cups is suggesting the best way to do that is heading out to various celebrations. It can be girls' night out. It can be, you know, it's Friday and Saturday coming up right now. You can go out and have a good time. It could be going to your cousin's bar mitzvah. It could be going to wedding receptions. You know, just get out there amongst the people, you know. And it really looks like this person's going to come in through friends. Okay, so I just want to leave you with that. I hope that all made sense and helps you out.
It does. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Kay. We're going to go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, Sharona, did you have something that you wanted to add?
Well, immediately when I was pulling cards, I got the Queen of Pentacles for you right away. I got a woman who is mature, she's practical, generous. And this could be your soulmate and someone that you're going to have a really long time relationship. I actually see the honeymoon card. So she's out there.
Okay.
Oh,
great.
Wow. That's so wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
you're very welcome, Kay. Thank you for calling into the show. And we're going to go ahead and take one last caller from the area code 856. Who has been waiting a very long time. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can. Ah, there we go. Caller from 856, can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
What
is your question for us?
Yes, I would like to know what you see for me around any big career moves coming my way or even physical moves where I might move out of my apartment. Anything big coming? Big changes?
Okay, great. Sharona, is it okay if you go ahead and take this call?
I can take it. I have a question for you, Laura, in New Jersey. Do you want to move or do you want to stay where you are? Because a lot of what happens is going to be focused around what you want.
I want to get out of this apartment in the worst way. I don't want to move into another apartment because I'll feel that I'll be stuck there a number of years again. I want to move into a house next, but I need a good job to do that.
Okay. Because what I'm getting is you need to focus on what you want and don't stop. If you want to create changes, start, you know, getting images in your mind of what you want. I do see, you know, a job and money coming your way. I'm getting the Six of Pentacles, which is, you know, has to do with your material needs being fulfilled in unexpected ways. So there is something to help with your immediate needs, but you also need to focus on the big picture. And you say that you want to get out in the worst way. You need to focus on that, but you need to get a clear idea of where you're going. So I'm getting that there's a little bit of confusion there. But once you get clear, big happy changes, not to worry.
Well, it all hinges on where I could find a job. So I want to move to the Carolinas. And
so I'm
looking for work down there, but I never seem to get any calls for work down there. At least there's not a lot of jobs in my field there. I mean, I try to find them in Charlotte, and they have to pay enough money that I can afford to get my home and everything too. But if I found a job that I could afford to live and get a home here, I would stay here. But I just need to get my house and get out of this apartment, and I want some stability around my career. I want to feel a sense of safety.
Okay.
I don't feel that.
Well, okay. In terms of the Carolinas, have you always lived in New Jersey?
No,
or is
I'm
there
from
someplace the, else you've lived?
Yeah, I've lived from. I'm from Pittsburgh originally, but I've lived
okay.
here around 16 years or so, on and off in New Jersey.
Okay, because I'm getting a message. You need to touch base with people and friends that are in your past. So you might, I mean, even if you're thinking you want the Carolinas, you do need your answer lies in maybe talking to people you know that are in Pittsburgh. Because I'm picking up that show. And, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, ask for help. There's a lot of, you know, helpful people around you. But check into who you know in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have a really good friend back in Pittsburgh, and I have some family members. But honestly, they're not really helpful. So I'm looking for something where I can just get a whole new start, make new friends. I've always been independent, and you know, I went through something this past couple months and realized I really do need a change, a drastic change, and I would like to make some new friends, and I just want a whole new start. I need it desperately.
Well, I do see big changes coming for you know, working out for you. And you got to keep focusing on this. It's going to happen. I would focus on two things because it sounds like wherever you go, you've got to have a career and a job. So
yeah.
You need to kind of focus on that. And It's gonna come through that way. You gotta know what you want to do there. But I do see something to do with the past, and you know, either talking to people or settling in that area.
You think I might have to go back to the Pittsburgh area? Is that what they're telling you?
Well, at least talk to people there and see what the opportunities are there. You know, there's a lot of. I see a lot of helpful people and helpful advice there. So take advantage of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I will. I'll look into
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Laura, for calling in. And, well, it looks like, folks, we are at the end of our show. And I'm so sorry if you were on the waiting to have a reading and we were not able to get to you. There is a show that's happening tomorrow at the same time, 2:00 Eastern Time, which is the Tarot Court and the Master Numbers with Dax Carlisle and Mary Brown. And I'm sure that they'd be happy to do a reading for you during that show as well. So, Dax, are you ready to... finish things off?
We are at the end of the show. I'm excited about tomorrow. Mary and I will be on cam on a simulcast on a Facebook Live on our group. Be sure to go over to our group, psychictalk.net/Facebook. Join the group and you'll be notified about the lives, or just go there tomorrow at, it's going to be 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Just go to psychictalk.net/Facebook and join us on the Facebook Live. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, tune in for Sharona's show, her very first one on Sunday.
Yay.
That's going to be
Yay.
A lot of fun. Call in and call in and wish her well, you know, and can't wait.
Absolutely.
Oh, Sharona, any last words? I think you mentioned, I can't remember if you said you were going to call in on Saturday's show or on today's show you were going to ask for a mini reading on your upcoming show. I think you said you were going to call in on Mary.
Well, I'm
going
to call in to Mary's show, but
I hope that you and Dr. Rose call into my show. We want to make it like a party, that we're
absolutely
a group of light workers who are working together. We're working together, so definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Awesome. And head over to psychytalk.net. You can check everything out, all the shows, all of the hosts, and you could become a host yourself. That's right. The upper right corner, just click Become a Host, and you can read all about it. We can create a show just for you, and you might want to bring a friend or two, so you have a co-host or two, and it's all right there on the website, psychytalk.net. Just click Become a Host at the top of any page. And I want to thank all of our callers and all of our listeners. And thank you, Sharona, and you, Rose, for being here.
It was fun being
here. You're welcome. I'd like to
we'll be back next week.
Give a big thank you. Oh, hold on. I was just going to say big thank you to Lisa, Debbie, Michael, Melina, Kate, and Laura. Thank you so much for calling into the show today.
Awesome.
Yes, we wouldn't have a show.
And we'll be back next week. Right. We'll be back next week.
Definitely will.
So goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Sharona. Goodbye, Rose.
Bye. Lots of love.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.